This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Hello, hello, hello. Here I am, and Robert Scott Bell, who ordinarily is with me, is on assignment in Minnesota and is fighting the good fight for health freedom there. He'll be back on the next program, but unfortunately he is unable to join us tonight. But I do have the good fortune of having with me Norm Singleton, and the Newsweek we are looking at this past week is truly incredible. There is so much to discuss. One of the things that happened this past week is Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama calling Donald Trump unfit to serve as President of the United States. And that occurs to me that it really is the pot calling the kettle black. I think it's quite extraordinary, a lot of hubris for Hillary Clinton to make that charge, particularly because her own history shows very strongly that she's not fit to be president of the United States. We can take, for example, her treatment of a foreign affairs disaster in the Benghazi affair. Our embassy compound in Benghazi, Ambassador Christopher Stevens, had asked for months that additional security be given to the embassy compound because he feared, rightfully so, that there would be a terrorist act taken against the compound, or at least some sort of harm would come to the compound. In fact, he was quite suspicious that they were under observation by hostiles. And yet, despite his repeated pleas for help all the way up to the end, no response favorable came from Secretary Clinton or any operative on her behalf. In fact, she was grossly derelict when the attack took place. She was unreachable and largely incommunicado. Then she fabricated a story that the terrorist attack on the compound was in fact a spontaneous uprising to an anti-Islamic video, utterly false. And while she was spinning that tale publicly, she was writing to her daughter privately that this was a terrorist attack. We got that through the emails supplied by the State Department. Moreover, she was telling the families of those who were receiving the bodies of the four dead Americans from Benghazi to their face the very same week that she had earlier told her daughter it was a terrorist attack, that it was a spontaneous uprising in response to this anti-Muslim video, and that she would get find the person responsible for the video, totally misleading them and refusing to inform them of the truth, deceiving the American public all the while. But at root, that Benghazi affair is a quintessential example of an opportunity for presidential leadership that went in the opposite direction. So as commander-in-chief, it gives us no confidence that she has the ability to manage international affairs in a responsible manner consistently and avoiding a dereliction of duty such as that which occurred on her watch. And then we have the email scandal, which is extraordinary, whereby she had her entire State Department correspondence redirected to her private personal servers and BlackBerry device, exposing to the world the potential for hacking into and obtaining human intelligence, top secret information, even above top secret information about our methods used in espionage and in intelligence gathering, and putting Americans' lives at risk. Once again, for her own convenience, she avoided doing that which was required by State Department regulations and the Espionage Act by putting in a grossly derelict, grossly negligent manner, top secret and above top secret information in insecure channels over and over and over again. And then finally, we have her campaign's interaction with the Democratic National Committee to rig the election in the primaries against her contender, Bernie Sanders, in a gross attempt to thwart Democratic will by using the machinations of superdelegates and party machinery to the disadvantage of her opponent when the party was supposed to be neutral and was publicly proclaiming itself to be neutral, and she knew the truth, which was anything but that. And finally, of course, her lie upon lie upon lie upon lie, most recently in response to Chris Wallace's questions on his Fox News program interview with Hillary Clinton, where she flat out lied about what James Comey had in fact said. James Comey didn't agree that she had not lied to the American public. He said the opposite. And yet she conveyed deceptively to the public, once again, the false narrative that Comey had no beef with her, even though he did. Well, Norm, that's my view, that it's the pot calling the kettle black when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama called Donald Trump unfit to be president. What is your take on it, Norm?
Well, if you look at, you know, Donald Trump, it causes controversy by saying impolitic things, you know, attacking the Khans, the Gold Star family that spoke at the Democratic Convention. But you're right. Hillary is history of corruption, what we know about the email scandals, the mishandling of Benghazi, and apparently it was, I heard this week that it was an attachment to the idea that they didn't want, they promised no American troops, boots on the ground in Libya. But I think that when your embassy is attacked, you know, even the staunchest non-interventionist, someone like myself would say, well, yeah, send in troops there because, you know, that we're not, you have to defend your embassy. And, that's recognized under international law. That you do that, but apparently they were so committed to this fiction that the Libyan operation was such a great success that didn't require American military presence that they basically sacrificed Ambassador Stevens and others. And there's I think a lot of questions. What we know now about the Clinton emails and the Clinton Foundation relationship suggests that maybe there was a relationship between the Clinton Foundation donors from countries like Saudi Arabia and certain foreign policy, which would be a huge violation of the law. And it would be perfectly legitimate for Donald Trump and Mike Pence and Paul Ryan to turn around and say, you say that we should renounce Donald Trump. Well, Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer and other prominent Democrats, you should renounce Hillary Clinton because of these scandals. And you should renounce her because of the fact that we now know that there wasn't fair play in the DNC. And a lot of people like myself and others who were involved in Ron Paul's 08 and 2012 efforts and other kind of insurgent campaigns in the Republican Party, we have a sneaking suspicion that the process has been rigged for a while, and this is the first, and it's a bipartisan rigging. But that aside, you know, we do have this evidence, and that's another reason. And the fact that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was promoted upstairs, sort of, or laterally, she was kicked out of the DNC, but was immediately given a prestigious, at least a prestigious founding title with the Clinton campaign. All of this just points to the corruption of around Hillary Clinton, and I think that if I were a DNC staffer, if I were a DNC, if I were a Hillary partisan, if I were Hillary and Bill myself, I might be wondering, you know, because Julian Assange has shown that he is a master of what's called a draw play, which is, you, when you have damning evidence on a political opponent, you don't just release it all at once. You let it kind of drip, 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 drip. So I'd be kind of a little nervous about, you know, what October surprise is WikiLeaks maybe planning for the Trumps. And if it's true that Putin has gotten this hack, you know, he's a bad man, but he's doesn't seem to be an idiot. What October surprise might he be planning?
You know, one of the things when they compare, I think it's a false comparison when you compare the offensive statements that Donald Trump occasionally makes, which are unfortunate, with the acts of public corruption, abuse of power, and criminality of Hillary Clinton. I think there's no comparison. She abused public office, committing crimes, and he made statements that may be offensive to some people. There's no comparison there. The gravity of her offenses vastly outweigh offensive remarks. We'll be right back with more right after these messages, so stay tuned.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
New ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, Robert, unfortunately, is not with us tonight. Jonathan Emort here is the sole host. But Robert is doing good work in Minnesota, where he is fighting for health freedom and has a number of meetings scheduled both today and tomorrow. He'll be back again, though, for the program soon. And I'm standing in for him with my good friend, the president of the Campaign for Liberty in Washington, D.C., Norm Singleton. We've been talking the first part of the program about how the claim by Hillary Clinton and President Obama that Donald Trump is unfit to be president is a bit like the pot calling the kettle black. In fact, it's quite a bit like the pot calling the kettle black. And at the end of the first segment, we were talking about the enormous number of lies that Hillary Clinton is responsible for. If you catalog them, we're talking about dozens of statements that were made publicly that are demonstrably false, called out as false by Congress and by even FBI Director James Comey. And yet she continues to make these false statements, most recently on Chris Wallace's program on Fox News, Fox News Sunday. Norm has been emailing me, telling me that she may have even lied to his friend and compatriot in Liberty and our great senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul. How is that, Norm? Tell us about it.
Well, at a Senate hearing last year, or when she was still Secretary of State, Senator Paul asked her directly about if the reports are true that I believe it was in Syria, that U.S. arms were flowing to jihadists and that the U.S. government was, the State Department was aware of this and was doing nothing to stop it. I believe that's the gist of it. And Hillary said it, then Secretary of State Clinton said, no, they're not. And now part of the data dump from WikiLeaks suggests that that wasn't true and that they were fully aware, but they were committed to overthrowing Assad and Gaddafi in Syria and Libya, respectively, and they were just willfully blind to the fact that they were giving arms to ISIS, and it shows a complete naivete and misunderstanding of the politics of that region. And it's interesting that, you know, the left during the aughts was very critical, I believe rightly, that the Iraq War, and part of that was although this was more came actually more from the center right critics of the Iraq War, that the idea that if you remove Hussein, his replacement will be the next George Washington was misunderstood the culture of that. But you know, Obama and Clinton don't have the excuse of knowledge. You know, they should have looked at what was going on in Iraq and figured it out that when you remove an authoritarian in the Mideast, what you probably will get is not a great Jeffersonian Democrat, but a totalitarian Islamic fascist. And it's sad, it's tragic, but it's reality. And one of the problems that naive humanitarian liberal interventionism, going all the way back to Wilson and crowding that through Obama and Clinton, is that is a failure to see the world and see human beings and see cultures as they are instead of as we wish they would be. And she has that in spades. And that's another reason why that combination of kind of liberal naivete about the real world, about the economy, combined with the ruthless aggression and corruption we were talking about in the first, is really a reason why she should be disqualified to be president by any means, by someone of any ideology.
And one of the things that is really quite extraordinary is the number of non-transparent international relationships they have created, deals that have been done in secret, whether it's TPP or whether it's a deal with Iran or whether it's a deal with any number of foreign countries that have been done in a clandestine fashion without transparency, all the while they claim transparency. We'll be right back with more. In fact, we're going to take a look at what the Hillary Clinton presidency would do to the national debt.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And it's not Robert. It's Jonathan instead of Robert. Our good friend Robert is in Minnesota this evening and tomorrow, and he's doing good work in support of health freedom there. We're standing in for Robert, and I'm Jonathan Emord, and I have with me the president of the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. We're talking about the presidential candidates and differences that bode well or ill for the American people, depending on your perspective. Now we're going to shift to the economic side of things. While Donald Trump has offered an economic plan that would result in one of the largest tax decreases in American history, Hillary Clinton has offered a plan that involves one of the largest tax increases in American history. She's asking for $1.4 trillion in new taxes to be taken out of the American economy annually. And in addition, the latest evaluation of her spending proposals, which includes, among other very costly items, a single-payer system, that is socialized medicine, government payment for all medical care, and full tuition payment for all students by the federal government, and also daycare by the federal government for all women with children who are in the workforce. The costs of this expansion in the federal government outstrip her increase in revenue from taxation at $1.4 trillion by an additional $2 trillion beyond revenues, adding to the national debt to the tune of about $21 trillion by the end of her first year in the White House and hitting upwards of $25 trillion by the end of her first term. So a national debt of some $25 trillion by the end of her term, with tax increases coming at the hefty $1.4 trillion mark her first year in office. Now, Norm is an economist in addition to being a lawyer. So I put it to you, Norm, what is it going to do to this country if we suck out of a economy that's at 1% GDP, $1.4 trillion, and add to the national debt an amount equal to $25 trillion by the end of her first term?
Well, it's going to be a death blow, and a lot of that depends on how the rest of the world reacts to this. Does China and other foreign investors, as I saw a story, they've already been doing, move away from U.S. securities? Does Janet Yellen respond by trying to save her friend and fellow female trailblazer Hillary Clinton by cranking up the printing presses and getting engaged in more quantitative easing to save this? One of the things that Donald Trump said, which was accurate, was one of the reasons the Fed doesn't want to has been reluctant to raise interest rates is because it is very concerned about the cost of government borrowing, as it always been, it monetizing the debt via inflation and low money creation and low interest rate has always been something the Fed has done since almost its creation. This is going to when you combine a very partisan Democratic Fed chairman with a big spending liberal president, it's going to get even worse. The taxes, the spending is going to be a drag on job creation, on entrepreneurship. The regulations that she proposes is going to be even worse. I mean, if you look at the Democratic platform, I think you'll find that their answer to everything is regulations or subsidies. And it really does kind of make you yearn for at least the post 94 presidency of her husband, when he went to the center and the new Democrats model, which was kind of based on the idea that we recognize that a strong growing private sector and a space free of governmental interference is actually vital to maintaining, to ensuring that we can have a strong welfare state that doesn't crush the economy. And that's not, my point of view with that, but I think you could argue that that might be preferable to what Hillary is proposing, and who knows what she might propose out on the campaign field. It's still early, but if the race starts to get competitive and she's down in Florida, she might be proposing a brand new Florida aid for hurricanes when she's in swing states, agriculture, Midwestern states that maybe she sees a chance in. What kind of new farm programs is she going to propose? Kentucky, and West Virginia, she's got a problem with the coal miners. Who knows what kind of new so-called job and employment programs she might suggest. In fact, that was already her response to the complaint that she said, well, my plans are going to put a lot of people out of jobs in the coal mines. So what I was saying was we need to have new government programs to find them new jobs. I have a program to find people new jobs. It's called The Market. I have another program to stop people from losing their jobs called Don't Have the Government Put People Out of Work. And, finally, I don't know if you saw it, but, there was an interesting soundbite where she said, she was probably supposed to say we aren't going to raise taxes on the middle class, but it comes out as if she's saying we are going to raise taxes on the middle class. And that may be a Freudian slip, but as somebody pointed out, these speeches are all loaded by teleprompters. So, maybe someone in the DNC, maybe it was Vladimir Putin, decided that the teleprompter should prompt Hillary to tell the truth for once.
Yeah, there's no way she can raise the revenue that she wants, $1.4 trillion, without heaping taxes on the middle class, one way or another. And, of course, the consequences of withdrawing that amount of money from the economy when it's virtually stagnant fall hardest on the middle class and the lower class in this country. And so one way or the other, she's breaking the back of the middle class and people in poverty.
Yeah.
When she does
and
this.
Free college. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And free college tuition, it misses the point, which is that it's not, the student loan crisis. This is all because of government policies. The college costs so much. So many people are struggling in debt. So, her solution to everything is a government check. And as we were talking about during the break, this does benefit her because the big government, the big regulatory state, allows government to pick winners and losers, and who gets picked? It's the ones with the influence, power, and the ones who write large checks for the Clinton Foundation.
Right. It magnifies corruption because the government officials get to serve as deal makers, determining who wins and loses in the market, with all the anti-competitive effects of that. And they, in turn, get rewarded handsomely after their government service by grateful businesses that have benefited from the anti-competitive laws and regulations. One of the things that's striking to me is the contrast, which is not much reported upon, between what Hillary Clinton is proposing in regulation and what Donald Trump is proposing. Hillary Clinton is vastly expanding under the Democratic platform regulation of the American economy, which is just enormously costly. It is as if we were to take existing levels of taxation and double them, because the weight of regulation on small and medium-sized businesses in this country is just a huge financial expense that diminishes their ability to innovate, to employ more people, and even have a full offering of products and services that otherwise would be available to consumers. Of course, it obviously makes us anti-competitive in the world because the costs of goods and services reflect the increased costs of all these risk managers and lawyers and accountants to manage all the regulations that they have to. So her push for more regulation is enormously consequential in an economy that is already struggling to survive regulation. And by contrast, at least on the stump, Donald Trump has been saying that he would cut 80% or more of existing federal regulation to afford enormous relief to small and medium-sized companies so they can become competitive and the nation can become more competitive globally. So that is a huge distinction and a demonstration, I think, of one person's interest, Hillary's, in transforming us into Europe completely, Obama having put us there substantially, and that it would be a corporate socialist type of government and economy versus a economy that would be far more market-oriented under Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's interesting because during the primary, one of the critiques of Trump launched by Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others in the both in the political world and also kind of the libertarian conservative intellectual journalistic infrastructure was that he was a crony capitalist, but he seems to be, and maybe it's the influence of some of his free market advisors, have a better grasp of a true free market policy.
Well, here we go, Norm. We got a break coming on, buddy. We'll be right back after the break.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, Robert is in Minnesota today, so Jonathan and Norm are here in Robert's stead, trying to hold the fort together. In this last segment, Norman, I thought we would discuss the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on the audit the Fed issue. Norm mentioned to me during the break that he understands Donald Trump plans to audit the Fed, make that issue top priority, and to push through legislation to audit the Fed in his first 100 days in office, whereas Hillary Clinton is dead set against auditing the Fed. Not only that, she has a peculiar affinity for a plan that Bernie Sanders hatched that is a mind-bogglingly dumb idea in my view, patently racist concept in my view, and sexist, to alter the composition of the Federal Reserve based on selective input of people predicated on their race and their gender and their sexual orientation, and jazz up the Fed with what they would call a more representative body of policymaking advisors. Norm, tell us about this idea, and tell us about your understanding of the distinction between Hillary's conception of how to use the Fed and Donald Trump's conception of the Fed.
Well, I think first, it is true that Donald Trump has made some statements that are troubling about monetary policy in regards to the currency issue, accusing China of currency manipulation, which is sort of just demagoguery. But he's also made some statements that are very sensible, like saying we were better off with a gold standard. It would be great to return to one. Before he was a political candidate, he said quantitative easing was a great deal for guys like me. And he has endorsed the audit the Fed position, and it is in the Republican platform. So I think that if there was a Trump or any Republican president with a Republican Congress, we would likely pass audit the Fed very quickly and get it finally let the people see the truth about monetary policy. And that could actually be the spark that explodes the revolution in sound economic thinking and demand for sound monetary policy that Ron Paul started. On the other hand, Hillary, as a puppet of her friend there of crony capitalism in Wall Street, she loves the Fed. She's never taken a position on the audit of the Fed bill. What she has done is adopted this strange idea from the left to say that the problem with the Fed is that it's controlled by banks, and there's a lot of Austrian economists and other libertarians who agree with that, but they say the solution is to, at the very least, open up the monetary system to competition at the most, and the Fed. Her solution is to put more diversity on the Federal Reserve Board, and being a good leftist, modern leftist, her definition of diversity means gender and ethnic and minority representation. And this is, where she's going to pick this is from community organizing groups. So kind of imagine if Saul Alinsky, actually I shouldn't say that because Alinsky gets I don't think he would go for an idea like this. It's just a bad idea, and it's going to lead to a worse monetary policy because if you look at the left-wing groups who take an interest, and they have this absurd idea that inflation benefits the working man. Labor unions want inflation because they think, oh, the Fed takes away the punch bowl when the working people are starting to benefit from the boom. And the opposite is the truth. The working people get screwed. They get jobs that are not sustainable because they're created because of the mountain of debt and credit floating around. And
Norm?
They're the first ones to lose because no one bails them out.
Yes, sir, Norm. We are at the end of the program, and once again, it's just about a wrap for the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been our pleasure to be your host today. On behalf of Norm Singleton and myself, we wish you the best, and let the good news be yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.